Blog Talk Radio. Find true love, the perfect job, prosperity, or the road to good health? Science has proven that our bodies are made up of a complex energy system called chakras. These chakras can be tuned up just like a car. Imagine if your car was not running correctly. Would you just sit back and assume it would magically fix itself? If your refrigerator stopped cooling, do you think you would just wait and see what happens, or would you be afraid that all your food would spoil and call a repairman? Chakra clearing and balancing is the same thing. When things are not going right in your life, whether it's your love life, your career, your bank account, or your health, can you afford to just sit back and wait and hope that somehow it will simply just correct itself? Chakra can even help the most stressed out person regain their sense of calm and inner serenity, regardless of what's going on around them. You can get a full chakra clearing and realignment long distance over the phone by calling 1-800-375-3446. That's 1-800-375-3446. We'll be happy to clear and balance all your chakras. Look forward to tomorrow. A chakra clearing does take 1 hour time. We look forward to hearing from you. Have you ever thought about getting Christian counseling for yourself or a loved one? From time to time, we all have difficulties and we need help to sort things out. Sometimes we may just want an objective person to encourage and coach us through certain seasons in life. Christian counseling can help facilitate the healing process for spiritual, psychological, and emotional growth. Hi, I'm Dr. Ginny. Being a Christian counselor means I'm dedicated to helping people resolve past and present issues. My goal is to help my clients develop meaning and purpose in life, enabling them to make changes that will result in personal growth and development, restoration of balanced lifestyles, and the emotional strength to yield lifelong results. If you're looking for some answers and would like some Christian or spiritual direction, please call me for a private one-on-one phone consultation at 1-800-375-3446. I would love the opportunity to talk with you and help make today better and tomorrow great. welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Ginny.
Yes, you are. You look very dazed and confused.
That's my normal look.
Who am I?
I'm like, who am I?
And you're with Jessica.
Jessica. I'm sorry, everybody. You know why? I thought I couldn't hear myself through my mouthpiece. And I thought, well, maybe.
You usually can't hear through mouthpieces.
Well, no, the mouthpiece gets connected to the earpiece. It's going to be one of those nights. I'm going to get beat up really bad here. We want to welcome you guys to the show tonight. We're really happy to be here, aren't we?
We totally are.
We totally are. I think Jessica's had a little too much coffee. I could be wrong, but that's a good thing. As usual, we're going to be doing some mini angel readings in just a little bit. And if you would like to make a note of our call-in number, it's 323-679-0882. That's 323-679-0882. And call in, ask a question, make a comment, or even if you want some advice. We're here to help, to listen, and to also take advice, right? We take advice, don't we?
I could always use some good advice.
Me too. I like advice. I like good advice. I do like good advice.
I don't really want bad advice.
I want to welcome Susie Q to our chat room. As always, our chat room mom is in the room, keeping everybody warm and comfy. And we will be reading those comments as well. And we're going to also be doing the mini angel card reading. So, Jessica, how is your week so far?
My week is good. I'm, in my new job.
Tell us about it.
And, of course, getting used to a new job is tough because it's all new work.
Right.
And it's like, oh, my gosh, here I go again, learning all this new work. And so you have to kind of purge out the old to bring in the new.
I know.
And keep a good, happy, positive attitude, which, for me is not always quite so easy. Because I have a tendency to be a little on the negative side.
You were just recently because of everything that's happened in your life. That's
right. There's
the
been a lot
reason.
Going on. And
and I get that.
But it's good. I like my new – well, one of my bosses is actually an old boss who I really like a lot. And another new boss, very nice, very sweet. So – it's a good positive atmosphere, so I'm much happier, let me tell you.
I can tell, and you're getting out at 4 o'clock.
Oh, my gosh.
Like,
I get home, and I'm like, wow, it's 5 o'clock. This is so weird.
It's great. And you're going to be going back to school.
Yes.
So that gives you the time.
I was hoping to start in December, but it just doesn't seem to be working that way. But soon.
Have you heard?
Well, when you transfer credits, it's a time consuming because I went to several different colleges. So,
right.
Gathering all my credits.
See, but this is all happening so that you are able to take advantage of those evening hours and finish up your degree. Because, you're just a few credits shy of a 4-year degree.
Oh, I
know.
There's
no reason why you shouldn't have that,
Doing it. I'm definitely doing it. Making
good
changes
you.
In my life, so I'm happy.
And what did we do last weekend? I'm trying to last weekend was the homecoming what was that?
I was very devoted to homecoming.
Yeah.
My daughter did your daughter's hair for
she did such a beautiful job.
Many hours.
She did a beautiful job, and then we kept picking, saying, oh, no, can't you do this? God bless her. She was such a good sport.
She did a good job.
She did a beautiful job, and my daughter had a great time at homecoming. My other daughter and her boyfriend decided they were going to skip homecoming and go to Universal Studios for the day.
Which sounds like fun.
And they had a great time, and that was fine. They had a really good time. And she had 11 o'clock curfew and made it home and plenty
good
of time
job.
And offered to pick her sister up at the dance.
Wow, how sweet.
So that was really cool. Yeah, so that was all good. It was just a good weekend all in all. We lost the homecoming game, but oh well,
Well, we're a rival team, so too bad for you.
I went to the game, and Hans and I sat in the top bleacher because, we're there for the band because our girls are in band. So we're watching them, and you can really see the formations from there. And my youngest daughter said, Mom, please make sure you do a video. And I'm like, yeah, no problem. Now, last year I took lots of photos of my other daughter. And finally at the end of the year, we put them all together, and we discovered that I took pictures of a little Asian girl.
Oh, no.
My daughter's not Asian. They all look the same. I'm sorry. They all look the same.
Well, because they have those giant hats.
They have those giant hats, and they all look like they're in March of the Wooden Soldiers.
Right.
And I have lots of picture of Mrs. Wong's daughter. seriously, I'm not kidding. She's a wonderful kid and really good and bad. And I should send her the pictures because I can't tell them.
You can't tell, but you can tell them you're videoing them. Will they know?
My daughter said she was the shortest one out there, so I just
picked the shortest.
I thought She was like three over, and yeah, so. You know.
Well, considering there's lots and lots of kids in band.
Once again, Mother of the Year award is not going to me.
But
oh,
you know
well.
What? You were there. You were being supportive.
I was
supportive.
There, and I was supporting her, and now my other daughter, I made sure that I got the exact point she's standing on, and I know I got her because I followed her out with
that
the
was
camera.
Smart.
And this way I know I'm absolutely sure.
That's good.
And she's one of the tallest ones, and she's 2 years younger than my other daughter.
Well, I know. Isn't that odd?
I know. It just cracks
me
up.
Well, and it's funny because my daughter started out being the tallest one.
Of all three
of them.
And
she's the shortest one of all of them.
I know.
Isn't that weird?
Isn't that funny? Funny how things work out.
Everybody's going, wow, this is really boring.
Please, shut up and just do some readings. Okay. And I'm shed silence as we go. I think we should go ahead and take a reading now.
Probably a really good idea.
I think it's a really good idea. Let's do that because we have Lisa on the line. Hi, welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe, Lisa.
Oh, hi, Dr. Jenny. Thank you for taking my call.
You're so welcome. Now, forgive me, where are you calling from? Because I know you've called in before, right?
Oh, yes, I know. I'm calling in from the Tucson area.
Tucson, Arizona. Okay, very good. All righty. Now, you are calling about a job, correct?
I am, Dr. Jenny, and there are lots of things. Actually, I'm finishing up studying, and I'm going to go take my test to work on becoming certified, and then I'm doing a lot of different things, and I just wondered if you saw something coming in. We're going to be starting December, so if you saw something coming in, you know, by December.
Well, you know, and I'm going to say, and I don't always remember readings, I'm not even sorry about that because I couldn't possibly, but the one thing I do know is that I recall when we spoke last, didn't I tell you that one of the jobs that was coming your way was having some contracting issues, but it was going to come your way?
I believe so, and it was, there are many different things, organizations that I talk to, and I feel in my heart of heart there are many different possibilities that, you know, I could be offered something. It's just, I wondered if those, in that case, what you just mentioned, if those contractual things are going to be resolved anytime soon.
Well, I am going to say that I do see those being resolved, and I see them being resolved right about January, the very beginning of January. Give me 15 days in either direction, though, okay? But I see it happening like the very beginning of January. So I think that's going to be a good thing for you. But I for whatever reason, I still see you going, and I think I may have said this to you last time, I still see you going towards a holistic vein in some way. And I think I mentioned that to you last time, didn't I?
You may have.
Mm-hmm. You're planning on doing something that's helping others. Is that correct?
Oh, indeed. Oh, indeed.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's what comes through. And whenever I feel that strong, it's like overwhelming because it's something the angels connect with in such a strong positive way. So it's really important that you know that for them that's like a double thumbs up. They love that. Okay, they love the fact that you're going to be doing something like that, and I can just tell you that it's just I've got good vibes written all over it.
So, and I've been working on that particular project for the last 7 to 6 years, and I don't
the
like
book?
Putting time. I'm sorry.
Is it a book? Is it a book?
Oh, that includes that. There are lots of different levels of work and effort I'm working on with it, and it is the time frame. I guess is not so important because. It is a passionate labor of love, and I mean, that would be great if some income would come from that, but that's okay. I can do other things too.
Without a doubt. And, you know, when the time is right, when it's ready to come out, it will, and that'll be that, right? You know that.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing that I've always loved is that
We always know that when the time is right, the time is right. Now, I'm just curious, when is your birthday?
It's September 20th.
Okay. And the reason why I ask that is, you know, I mean, you're a Libra, but I want to ask you this question, and you just tell me if you would agree with me or not. You take on more of the signs of a Virgo, don't you? Because there's parts of you that are very observant and extremely analytical as well, and also very independent. And it's kind of like you're a cross between a Libra and a Virgo. Have you ever felt that way?
I think so.
Yeah. It's just funny that I sense that, and you know, I mean, I know you're very peaceful, you're very idealistic, you're a bit of a diplomat, and that is your Libra personality coming out. But some of the other things that surround your personality, you know, are not. And I just thought that was kind of interesting. They really tend to go towards a Virgo, you know. So it's interesting. But I just think you need to keep following through. The money's going to come. I know that's what you're worried about, and the money is going to come. You are going to make it through. Don't worry. I know it's a stressful time. But what you have to remember is everything happens for a certain reason, and it's a good reason. And if you just continue to tread water a little bit longer, I think you're going to see the results of everything you've been waiting for. Okay?
Thank you. And you see, do you see the certification that I'm working to accomplish, that also coming through in the month of December, at least?
I see the certification coming through. The only thing I got to tell you is, and this may not be a great thing to hear, for whatever reason, I'm seeing March. Is that possible? Could there be a holdup? Could there be a reason that you would get it and then it wouldn't come through till March? Or I don't know. Is that possible?
I hope not, but maybe. I hope not.
Well, I hope not.
It's a matter of me passing the examination. I hope that shows that I'm doing that okay.
Well, what I will tell you is that I just feel very strongly that you will pass it, but I'm seeing the month of March. So I want to be frank with you there. Now, it could always happen before then, but I'm seeing definitely by the month of March you will have your certification, okay?
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. You're very welcome. And thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate it. And keep listening. We love you tuning in, and we love hearing from you as well, okay?
Thank you, Dr. Jenny.
You're very, very welcome. God bless you.
God bless.
She was sweet, huh? Yeah. Yeah, yeah, I love it when nice people call in. I have some good news.
What's that?
I know that Jay is in the chat room, and I believe he has a new song that he has written and composed.
No way.
Yes, and I believe that he's going to be calling in and playing it for us.
That'd be awesome. We haven't heard from Jay in a while.
I know, so I am going to just ask him what his prefix is. Okay, very good. I've already got it. So we're going to make sure that we put him through so we can hear his song. And I'd like to do it early tonight, like right away, because his songs are always so uplifting and so motivational.
They are. They're wonderful.
So, I think we're just going to go ahead and go to him right now. Hi, Jay. How are you?
Hi, ladies.
Hi, Jay.
Very good.
Welcome. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Actually, I'm doing fabulous. Everything's
wonderful.
Going great. Especially when you tell me my house is sold this week.
it's going through, right? The paperwork is there?
I hope you're telling me that.
Well, we were counting on a sale this month, weren't we?
Yes, we are.
I know. Now, I do know, though, that in the chat room you had asked me a couple of weeks ago, and I said that I didn't see it coming through quite that quick, as I recall. But are you waiting? Do you have something in the works?
No.
Okay. I didn't think so. Give it a little bit more time, Jay. It's going to happen, okay?
It's going to happen. Don't worry. We're going to get you here in Daytona before you know it.
Yes, I've changed my mind, though. I'm going to Celebration, Florida.
Oh, Celebration.
Oh,
beautiful.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a beautiful area.
Yes, I feel like I've been guided there instead. To go to Florida for myself.
Okay. I understand completely.
And help my son a different way. I need to spread my wings this time.
Yes, you do. You know what? You really do. And Celebration is a great place to do it. We need to talk about that when you're off the phone privately, okay?
I have this great new song. Actually, I have a couple of them, but I'm only doing one for you.
Okay, great. We love it. We're ready when you are.
Hey, it's a copyright of Gem Productions.
Okay.
Just that's me. Mm-hmm. I'm Gem
Productions.
And if
anybody wants to get a hold of you and either purchase that song or have you perform it, how would they do that?
At this time, it's not available because it's brand new.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, so it's this will be in an upcoming CD.
Okay. And do you have a website that you put your CDs on?
Well, this is brand new as of, you know, I mean, this is just days, or, well, actually, the beginning of November, since the beginning of November, so it hasn't even been, I haven't even had any idea what I'm going to do with it.
Okay, and you mean the song itself,
yes,
correct?
Yes, with the song, yes.
Do you have a place that you can guide our listeners to so they can purchase your music if they're interested?
This time I'm down on Facebook, and I'm having a little computer problem. So at this time it's just you get the opportunity to hear me when I play.
That's wonderful. That's great. Well, we are absolutely looking forward to it, so we're all ears.
Okay. This song, I call it Do You See Me?
Okay.
Okay, here it is.
Thank you.
Do you see me? I'm Jesus. I'm God's child too. I am love for every person in a world quite a few. I'm Jesus, I'm love. I'm Jesus, I'm love. I am the light of compassion. I'm the love that you need. I am forgiveness. I am hope. I am born of God's seed. I'm Jesus, I'm love. I'm Jesus, I'm love. I am the peace. I am the hope. I am God's holy light. I am all that is good. I am all that is right. I'm Jesus, I'm love. I'm Jesus, I'm love. I am the love that you share with your neighbors, family, and friends. I am the food that feeds the starving children. I'm Jesus, I'm love. I'm Jesus, I'm love. I offer you a miracle, the wisdom to set you free. See my scars, they're not illusion. They're how I chose my life for me. But when I turn to the Father, I'm as perfect can be. I'm Jesus, I'm love. I'm Jesus, I'm love. I am the life giving water of compassion and love. I am in all that ever is and ever was. I am in you, you are in me, and love is the key. Be Jesus, be love.
Be Jesus, be me. I'm Jesus, I'm love. Be Jesus, be love.
Wonderful. That was great, Jay.
Cool.
Thank
I'm glad you
liked so much.
Yes.
Yeah, that was great.
And if you could use those guides to, you know, push that buyer through.
No pressure, right?
No pressure at all. I promise I will pray for that. You have no idea. I will really, really pray for that. I know that we have somebody in the chat room who is just saying that her house is going to close right now. And, oh, and I know who that is, too. I bet I do know who that is, KDH. Yeah, I told you it would close, Kelly. Okay. Okay, super. Jay, thank you so much for calling in. And we do so appreciate you singing your songs, your original songs for us, and giving everyone the blessing of hearing them. So thank you, okay?
Thank you, and you know I love you guys. So you have
and
a wonderful
evening. And we love you as well. You have a wonderful evening and a happy Thanksgiving, okay?
Yes, and you have to talk to Grace because her story is quite incredible.
She's next up right now, as a matter of fact.
Okay, well, you're going to enjoy this one.
You know what? I'll even keep you on the line while I do. Hold on a second.
Okay, you can because I know the story.
Okay. Hi, Grace. Welcome.
Hi, girls.
Hi. How you doing? Not so well from what we hear.
Hi, sweet.
Hi. I'm just a little banged up because last night I do the activities here at the apartment complex that I live at, and we had our Thanksgiving dinner, and afterwards I was helping a neighbor walk her dog, and the dog got loose, and she was on the other side of the building. I saw the dog run out into the parking lot, and there was a car coming, so I chased the dog to catch him, and when I did, I fell. Oh, my goodness. I scraped my knees, my arms. I mean, I was Jay likes to refer to me as.
Oh, my gosh.
I saw
so
the car coming, and now that I really have had a chance to reflect on it, I came, like, within a foot of getting hit myself by the car.
Oh, my goodness.
But I have to tell you, honestly, for all of us dog owners out there, we get it. We totally get it. We totally get it. Yeah, absolutely. So are you okay? You're banged and bruised, but next question is, how's the dog?
The dog is perfectly fine.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Thank God.
Nothing happened to the dog.
She cut her toe.
Did you cut your toe?
Yeah, she cut her foot.
Yes. I beat and banged. My shoes came off.
Oh. Grace, it sounds like you were hit by the car.
She was...
It's pathetic. It was really pathetic. I'm sitting here with bandages on both arms because, you know, those road scrapes hurt if you've ever fallen.
You know what? I'm gonna tell you this, okay? You are a hero. For all dog owners out there, you are a hero. You risked your life for a dog, and we love that because we would do the same thing. You know,
yes.
So God bless you. You poor thing. So you're all bruised and battered, huh?
Oh,
but
I took the day off of work because I could hardly walk.
That is so
and Jay
fun.
Has
I mean,
teased me all day.
Well, you know, you kind of have to. You know, people do silly things like fall off their four-inch stilettos and break an ankle, or trip down the chair.
Which is funny.
Right. But you did something heroic, okay? So I want you to recognize this. And I know a lot of people who have dogs and love their dogs who happen to be logged into the chat room right now. I know in the chat room right now, between just some of the people that I can see, we're looking at least 10 dogs from the people in the chat room alone. So you got a lot of dog owners out there. So God bless you for saving the dog and only naming yourself slightly.
Oh, my goodness. It's unbelievable.
Is everything else going okay?
Well, as far as I know.
Okay. Jay, I'm gonna knock you off, okay, for so we get a clearer voice coming through. Is that all right?
Me?
Yeah.
Okay, can you get Grace and see if, you know, anything's broken, like a rib thing?
Yeah, you know what, I can. So hold on a second.
Okay, thank you. You can hang me up.
Okay, I'm going to hang you up right now. Thank you, Jay.
Great.
Okay, let's take a look here. I want to talk about your... No. Okay, upper is fine. I'm more around the lower shins, ankles area,
mm-hmm.
feet area. Do you have something you
mm-hmm.
think you might have broken or perhaps maybe slightly fractured?
Well, you know, that's... yes, was my toe. One
yeah.
of my toes.
That's where I'm getting the biggest warming sensation.
Yeah.
But is your toe still straight? It's not like sticking out
you know,
to the side, is it?
No, they're not sticking out to the
side. Gee, that's a clue that it's broken.
My sister and brother-in-law came over last night, and because my shoes, because I had to, you know, walk home with them, on, you know, they were all bloody. And my sister says, we're going to throw these shoes away.
And they were thinking that your job at the apartment complex just got a whole lot more difficult, huh? This is a volunteer job, right? Does it come with insurance? Wow.
No, it, well, and the sad thing about it is the assistant manager's, it was her dog, and she was breaking the rule by not having the dog on the leash. So I don't want to get her in trouble, you know.
Uh-huh.
And this morning I had a hard time breathing, and I was afraid that I might have swollen something, you know, just inside. I mean, it's just like, you know, I'm sure you've been in a car accident. I've been in several. You know, like you just feel.
Yeah, well, it's always the next day that you just feel horrible. You know, if you take a bad fall on the slopes or something when you're skiing, you're fine.
Right.
But the next day, it's like, oh my gosh, yeah. So
yeah.
So I get
yeah.
that. And so what I'll say to you is this: I don't think you broke anything, but perhaps you did fracture a little bit of a toe there. Tape them together, clean them up.
Mm-hmm.
You're good to go. Okay.
Good.
I don't think you have anything that you have to worry. As far as the breathing. I think,
mm-hmm.
did your ribs hurt a little bit because you fell flat on your stomach, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I kind of see like you just went whoop. And so,
yeah.
And I don't want to giggle.
No. You know what? Like I was telling Jay, it was almost like I slid in the home plate when I fell because I had a bowl. I had a dish in my hand. Thank God it was just a plastic dish. But it
went
sliding across the parking lot, and that's what the system manager said. She goes, I heard that dish fall to the ground, and that's when she said, oh, my gosh, I know something's wrong with Deb.
Right, exactly. I'm going to tell you that, you know, you probably may have even bruised a little bit of a rib or something, but other than that, you're fine. Okay.
Good.
I don't feel any warming sensation there at all. Like I said, just down around the shin, ankle, foot area, and I would say the toe is about right because that's where I feel it. So I wouldn't worry about it. You're going to be just fine, okay?
Yeah, well, it is funny because I found sandals that I can wear tomorrow because my feet are so swollen from it, and I've been
mm-hmm.
soaking them in warm Epsom salt.
Right.
To try to get the swelling and the bruising because they're all purple and blue.
You know, it's so funny. You had to take the day off from work. God bless you, Grace. We're going to let you go, but I want you to make me a promise.
Okay, sweetheart.
Okay?
Thank you.
Start wearing sneakers, okay?
And some knee pads, maybe?
And knee pads, yeah.
Okay.
And maybe
thank
a helmet.
Girl.
So at the next meeting at the apartment
complex, she'll
be ready,
right?
Yeah, I want you to come in with knee pads, you know, a breastplate, you know, some elbow pads, and you'll be ready to go. All right?
Oh, God bless you. Thank you.
Thanks for sharing, sweetie, and we hope you get better very quick. I know you will, okay? All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, goodness. God bless her. She's so sweet, huh?
She
Can
sure
you imagine?
Is. That
oh.
hurts. You know, when you're a kid sliding across the parking lot is one thing, but
right.
as an adult,
right.
I don't think I have enough skin.
Right. Well, I know. I know. I just, I mean, you know, Jay mentioned that there's no tire tracks on her, which is a good thing.
No.
And I thought that he's in the chat room now, and he just mentioned that, and I think that's right. And I also want to mention that KDH mentioned that a friend told her that your cat sees dead people. I don't even know what to say about that.
If you had read back further, she was mentioning that she thought her cat saw angels because she
oh.
looks up towards the sky and makes
oh.
like a praying with her paws.
Got it. Okay, well, that makes more sense then. I was getting a little worried.
So the other person
said,
cat sees dead people.
Yeah, well, I like that. I mean, I think that's kind
of
funny.
That was kind of amusing.
Wasn't that the line in Sixth Sense?
Yeah.
I see. Yeah, yeah, I thought so. I wasn't sure, but I thought so. You know what? We're going to take a short break. We'll be back in just two. Ow!
Summertime.
Tyler. It feels so good. You're back with the Christian Psychic Cafe. I'm Dr. Judy. I'm here with my co-host,
Jessica.
Jessica. You know what? I like to watch America's Got Talent.
Really?
And Pierce is no longer going to be on that show.
You know, it's really scary, but I don't know who Pierce is.
Are
I don't
you
watch
kidding
America's
me?
Got Talent ever.
Yeah, well, he does a CNN show, and so
he
took over for Larry King. And
oh, okay.
He's not going to do the show anymore, and I'm really kind of surprised,
sure.
Actually. You know, I think...
Who else is on America's Got Talent?
Well, right now is Howie Mandel and Sharon Osbourne.
Oh, okay. I have watched
you
that.
Know? Yeah,
is he like the English-ish guy? Is he
yeah,
English?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. And I actually thought he was just full of hot air. And actually, last season, a lot of the people that I know, I'm probably annoying people who really like him, but hey, I can give my own opinions. My show. Too bad. That sounds terrible. I shouldn't have said that. But you know, hey, he's the last show. People he kicked off that he voted against ended up like winning.
Oh,
like,
really?
I think the last three of the four acts that stayed on, I believe, were people he was like, no, you're not good enough.
But yeah, I didn't like him because he didn't like anybody.
Oh, he's just so pompous. I'm just so glad to have him off.
But
I
he's
really
like what's his name? Simon
Cowell.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Who is also pompous, but I don't know, kind of hot. So that you know.
Yeah.
He is kind of hot, isn't it? I know. If he didn't talk, you know, if you could
show
his mouth shut.
I love
well, you don't want to do that, but yeah, I know.
If he would just talk about things that we enjoyed listening to.
Right, and because then, you know, it'd be pretty cool, right?
Because that whole English accent. I love that.
You like the English accent?
Notice
that's
I
you
leave
you
messages all the time that are in an English accent.
Yeah, I wanted to tell you, that is, like, I didn't realize that was English for, like,
it's
years.
It's a good accent.
Okay, we'd like to all hear your English accent, and we'll vote on whether or not you have
now that's pressure.
Pressure. Okay, say one thing in English.
Hello, I'm from England.
That's so bad.
I never said it was good.
Everyone listening right now.
I like using the English accent. It's kind of a combo of English and something odd.
You sound like okay.
Let's hear you do an English accent.
I can say the word daughter.
What is it?
Cherry ho. We're gonna go to the loo now. Have a spot of tea. Yes, I like. I can do that. Hey. We did that one good.
And we were probably making English people all across the world going, oh my gosh, please
idiots,
stop.
Idiots. Stupid Americans. No, I don't think they're saying that. No, we are not drinking English tea, but we should be. They asked us in the chat room if we're drinking English tea.
I would like a scone.
Scones are the best with that.
What is that butter stuff called?
For bad English people, it's called is it like
clotted cream?
Clotted cream. That's it. Yes.
But that's not what you call it. Clotted cream. It sounds disgusting.
I bet it is what you call it. I think it is.
It's
you know
called...
what? Okay. What do English serve with tea and scones? And it's going to say clotted cream. You watch. 1, 2, 3. Okay. You see clotted cream
right
there.
Oh, it is clotted cream.
See?
So whose memory is better? Bam.
Bam. The girl who has the bad English accent. That's okay.
Give me a scone, and I won't use it anymore.
Oh, I love scones, and I love going to that tea room in Sanford.
Oh.
And I wonder if we mention their name a bunch of times, they'll give us, like, free tea
scones.
For scones. We'll just take a bag of scones, right? We'll be in the parking lot scarfing scones. Oh, my God, it's an alliteration. Isn't that an alliteration? Yeah, scarfing scones. Oh, it's an English word. Never mind, you wouldn't get it. We're going to take another caller now before we go too far off and we start losing people. I am going to take a caller from area code 402. Hi, you're live on the air.
Hi. Thanks.
Hi.
I'm sitting here laughing at you guys with your, you know, I have to tell you, you know, this is my first time calling. I love you guys. You're great, but you have got the worst English accent I have ever heard. I say that with all love and honesty. Both of you.
Thanks
I mean,
a lot.
I'm sorry.
We appreciate your honesty.
Well, that's one thing I am, is honest. Seriously, I mean, what can I say? It was fun, though.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Fun listening. I honestly heard no English accent at
I know,
all.
You're
I know.
Right.
I know. You know, I can't.
It was a bad, I will admit, it was a bad English accent.
We're going to practice. And we'll be back, okay?
Okay,
and with another
good.
One
All
in
right.
a couple of weeks, okay?
But
so
you made me laugh,
listening?
And I needed
oh,
that.
Thank you.
You know?
That is the
I
goal.
Really needed that, yes.
Good.
Sharon, actually.
Well, hi, Sharon.
I think
show.
That's my name. Hi. Thanks for
hi.
Taking my call.
You're welcome. Can you
I'm
say
hoping
that with
maybe
the
you could
accent?
Kind of help. You know, I don't think so. I don't
okay.
even know. I don't think I could.
Sharon,
I have no idea. I have no idea what it was.
Yeah.
I don't think it's an English. It's not a Spanish. I remember my Spanish teacher had to call me Sara. And I'm like, Sara?
Oh.
That's Sarah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
there's
it
no
is.
Word for Sharon. There's, you know, so I don't know.
Well, that
I, there should
sense,
be.
Though.
I guess. I don't know. I didn't like her.
Oh, well, there you go. So it didn't really matter.
Yeah.
She could have called
and
you whatever
I just,
you want. And
I paid for it my whole life because I don't know Spanish. So
oh.
I screwed up in Spanish class, I swear. That's
oh.
one of my issues. Maybe you can help me figure out what God's doing here because, you know, I pay for everything so many times over.
Okay. And talk to me about that.
I'm just tired. I'm tired. And I, you know, it's like I just can't get anything right.
Okay.
Everything is going
downhill.
You feel
downhill. Like things are coming apart, and it's like
oh.
it's not just one thing, it's everything.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. It's kind of like...
You know, everything started going great. You know, my son was murdered, and from that day on, and it's 7 years, just a couple days ago.
I'm so sorry.
And everything has gone horrible. And I can't get up from my
yeah.
health to my, you know, lost my job, lost everything.
Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry about that.
Yeah,
so
like
sorry.
I said, it was nice to laugh a little.
Well, and that's, if we could bring even that much, we're happy to do it. Let me ask you this. Your son, first of all, where's the M name coming from?
M.
Mm-hmm.
Well, remember my grandmother's Marie. My
okay.
middle name's Marie.
This is from somebody who's crossed over.
Okay. M. My like I said, both Cecilia Margaret's one grandmother. My other grandmother's Marie.
Okay.
You
okay,
know.
So we're getting two M's that have crossed over that are female figures, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
But one is more, okay, one is tough as nails, okay?
Hmm.
One is very strong. I don't mean, when I say tough as nails, I'm not saying mean, I'm not saying harsh, I just mean very strong constitution.
Okay.
Do you know who that would be?
You know, I'm not. Both of my grandmothers were pretty tough. My grandmother Cecilia,
mm-hmm.
Margaret. Her husband called her Margaret.
Okay.
All her children called her Mom, of course, but Cecilia.
Okay.
Well, you know, she was a saint. Okay, saint.
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Period. Okay.
Yeah, saint.
The person
the
that I'm getting. Is
uh-huh.
The person that I'm getting from the other side, just so you know, this is a female, this is a mother type figure, but I don't feel it's a mom, it's more of a grandmom or an aunt, and she's saying the name Anthony, Tony.
Huh.
Write it down. Because generally when you can't...
My father's middle name is Anthony, but I don't know why you would get that for a middle name, you know?
No, it doesn't make sense either. No. So I don't think that's it, but that's what I'm getting. And I'm hearing Anthony, I'm saying Tony, because most people shorten Anthony to Tony, but I'm getting Anthony. So I don't know where that
mm-hmm.
goes. This is her way of validating who she is. So
okay.
I would say that should stick out to you. A lot of times it's right after you hang up. It happens all the time.
Oh,
you're
I
like,
know.
Oh, my gosh, why didn't I think of that? Or you'll
right,
talk to a family
right.
member and it'll come out. But that's the first one that's coming across. The information that I want to give you that's really, really important is I know that you're devastated. You're absolutely devastated, and this has taken your life in a whole direction that you never expected, and you feel like you're drowning every day, and I get that because I can feel it. What I need you to know and I want you to understand is that you were given the gift to still be here, to do certain things, and you're not fulfilling what you were supposed to be doing here. You know that, right?
I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing here, to be honest. You know, when my daughter was born, my first child, that was when I looked at her and I said, this is why I was born. Mm-hmm. I mean, this was my reason for existence, was to bring her into the world.
Okay.
And I don't know what I'm doing here, except try to take care of my parents. But, you know, my father, I just lost him, and my mom's sick right now. I'm trying to take care of her.
Okay, wait a second.
But I'm
you
doing a shitty job and everything, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I need to stop you a minute. You just lost your dad. What was your dad's first name?
Kenneth.
Okay, what was your son's name? Okay.
Jared.
Let me just stop you there right now, okay? If I said that she's saying the name Ken, you wouldn't have known what she was referring to by saying the name Anthony. Do you see what I'm saying? Was that your father's middle name?
Yeah.
Okay, you see why she didn't say Ken?
No.
Same name.
Ken's the only, you know, he's the only Ken I know.
Mm-hmm. But which one would she have been referring to? She wasn't referring
Ken.
To, okay, right? You see what I'm saying?
Well, yeah,
so
that's her son, one of them.
There you go. Okay, there you go. So that was the reason. It just clicked. Okay.
Okay.
When you mentioned your husband, or when you mentioned your dad just passing, I'm thinking that's it. I immediately knew that they had the same first name. So there you
all
go.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
That explains it. Okay, so now that's her validation that it is her, okay?
Okay.
So that's
all
a very
right.
good thing. I do not get anything from your dad yet because it's too soon.
Well,
okay.
It's been over a year. It's 2 years.
And
it's 2 years.
It may have been, but I'm not getting anything from that. And the reason for that is sometimes it can take 2 years. Sometimes it could take up to 4 years. It does take a while, but I'm not getting anything on him. What I am getting is something on her, and I'm getting the information that basically this is what I'm getting. I'm just going to give it to you straight up, okay? She's saying, don't give up your faith, okay? Because you feel like you just haven't had any peace, and all you're looking for is peace, and you haven't had it. And that's all you want, more than anything. That's what you want. And she's saying, don't give up your faith. That's what she keeps saying. Don't give up your faith. Remember the good times. And that's the most important thing. You know, don't, because, and there were good times. Mixed in, there were some really good times.
Oh, God, yes, yes,
okay.
Yes.
And that's what she's saying. You know, there were some really good times. Don't, what you're not supposed to do is to dwell on the negative. Would you want to be remembered for the one negative?
No.
Okay.
No.
So why would you dishonor his memory by only remembering the negative?
Oh, right. No, I understand. It's been pretty tough, and I understand that. It's hard. He was murdered. It was unsolved. You know, the police covered it up. The killers, two of them, I know they're out having this great life.
Mm-hmm.
Never spent a day in jail, and, you know, it's hard. I get a lot of injustice, and I'm trying to figure out why. And when do I get done being taught? And, you know, I guess I'm just really screwed up. I don't know. You know, the first thing you said, I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, that has been my big question. You know, what am I supposed to be doing?
Number one, you're supposed to be moving forward. You know, you said that when your daughter was born, you thought that was supposed to be the thing that you were supposed to have done, was to deliver this beautiful child into this world.
Right.
But what you have to remember is it may not just be one thing or one event. It could be a series of events. And right now, you had this awesome young man in your life and had awesome, great times with him. And what you're choosing is to remember the negative. And you don't want to be remembered that way, and neither does he. Okay? Mm-hmm. There are things you can do nothing about in the past, as much as we would like to. And you have to acknowledge to yourself you cannot change the past. That is what's called forgiveness. It's a strange way to describe forgiveness, but it is.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Acknowledge you can't change the past, and then you have to start moving forward and celebrating his life, not the agony of his death.
Mm-hmm.
Make sense?
Yeah.
And I know you're sitting there thinking, sure.
No, it does. No, I'm not. No, it makes sense. I know that I have to do that. It's just validation.
Right, exactly.
Having a lot, you know, I try really hard to forgive, and then in the last 2 days, I literally felt hate coming up.
Okay, self-hate for yourself.
Well, yeah, but for other people,
okay.
Which is which is a bad deal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and as a mother, I also feel some guilt. I know that sounds really crazy. It's totally against what God says, but, you know, I feel guilty. I haven't shot the guy.
Mm-hmm. No. Okay. First of all, you know that in the logic of logic, take all the emotion
right.
away. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that anyone in your family would like to see you go to jail for shooting
no.
somebody who isn't even worth the bullet, the price of a bullet?
Right. No, I know.
Okay.
I know. But there's this part of me that feels like I've let him down because I've allowed this injustice.
Mm-hmm.
I've allowed these lies to,
No. What would let him down is if you were to go out and play vigilante. That would let
right.
him down. Okay?
Right.
There's not
mm-hmm.
a mother out here who doesn't understand what you're saying, believe me.
Okay.
But what you would give me as advice as well, even if
yes,
you weren't
exactly.
having the ability
mm-hmm.
to speak to those on the other side, would be to
mm-hmm.
say to me, look, you know what? Celebrate his life. You know, don't dishonor him by celebrating
yeah.
the most horrible moment of his life.
Right.
You can't change the past. The guilt you carry is wrong because you've done nothing wrong. You've done everything within your power. You've left no stone unturned. So there's no real reason for guilt, okay?
Uh-huh.
So what I'm telling you, what I'm getting from your grandmother on the other side, your dad's mom,
uh-huh.
is it's time to celebrate his life, the good things. Dwell on that.
Right.
And you don't have to forgive the shooters, but...
Yeah.
The way to forgive is to acknowledge that you can't change the past and to let
that helps.
Go. Good.
That helps.
Okay. Okay. I will pray for you in a very serious way that you can find the peace you're looking for. But I can make you one promise, okay? If
uh-huh.
you start celebrating his life on a daily basis, and dwell on all the positive things and all the positive past experiences, little by little by little, each and every day, the pain will lessen and lessen and lessen.
Yeah. You just wouldn't believe what I'm dealing with here.
I feel like you're suffocating.
They have even moved his headstone, and I don't even know where his grave is. I mean, you just cannot believe all the stuff. People think I'm making it up. If I tell anybody, if they see my life, it's like, my God, I look like Job.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not Job.
I understand.
And I'm not a saint. And I can't handle it. And
all
I don't
you
lose
want
everybody.
Retribution, but right now, I'm making you a promise. And this is coming from the second highest source there is. Is if you celebrate the life, the rest will come to you.
Mhm. I try. I always think about, we talk about him, and, you know, I think about the good, but it still hurts. I mean, it just hurts.
Mhm. Of course
the loss. You know.
I know it does, sweetie. I know it does. And you know what's funny? Every time you think about the anger and the guilt, you have
yeah.
to have two good positive thoughts. When you sit there and say, I should be doing more, I want you to stop it immediately. And then I want you to remind yourself of two wonderful, great past experiences you had with your son. Because you're not going to let the negative take over. You can't let
okay.
it rule. You can't let it
yeah.
control.
That's what I'm fighting
never
a
allow
lot.
It.
That's what I'm fighting.
I know.
And
you
I've
are.
Had a lot of reminders about faith. So I feel like I have faith, but apparently not enough.
Well, I think it's not that you don't have enough. It's just that sometimes we get swallowed up by the guilt and the grief. But you know what? You're a strong woman. You got to swim to the top and allow the memory of your son to shine.
Right.
And that's your
yeah.
job. And if you want to feel guilty, don't do that. Then you can feel guilty about that.
Mm-hmm. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
My physical health, I've always been a healthy person, but my physical health has just gone to the toilet.
Right.
I don't know exactly what's going on. And since I lost my job after he was killed,
mm-hmm.
I lost my insurance and, you know how that goes. So
you're getting a little chest pains once in a while? Is that it? I'm feeling
oh, yeah.
something in the chest area. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
This is
that's the newest thing. But I'm almost wondering if I haven't got some kind of infection in my blood.
Mm-hmm. And why do you say that? Because you're exhausted all the time, fatigued?
No, well, no, not just that. Because I have these sores that won't heal on my skin. Like from, I thought it was, I'm kind of allergic to bug bites. And I got some mosquito bites, but then they just won't stop itching. And, you know, I'm actually on an antibiotic right now. I got a doctor to call from in for me. But
okay.
I think I'm afraid that I might have gotten, you know, staph in there. And
well, is it? I will tell you this: that there, I happen to know somebody else who broke out in hives all over their body
mm-hmm.
due to stress.
Mm-hmm.
And this particular individual, and she's listening tonight, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
I actually had to get a prescription for Xanax to make it go away, and it did.
Uh-huh. Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm on something, you know, about a month mm-hmm. after my son died, they put me on Lexapro, and it actually helps. I don't go without it.
Right. Now, yeah, you did mention Job. Now, I just want to make sure you don't think you're being smited with boils, do you?
Oh, God, I had never thought of that, but,
well, I just,
you know,
you said
I
that.
Don't know.
You're not.
You know, that's
you're,
right. You know, actually, that did cross my mind, and I went, oh, my God,
I know
God,
it
no.
did. I know it. I
you
know
it
exactly. That's why.
That's so crazy. Well, no, it really pisses me off. I'm sorry, because, you know, like, that was the first passage, the first book of the Bible I ever read, and that was when my husband deserted us, you know, when
okay.
the kids were babies. And I read that, and I went, oh, my God. You know, and it's funny, because through my children's lives, when all these rotten things would happen, I would look at them and I'd say, can you make a tree? You know, that's kind of what I said to them. You know, only God can make a tree, so we don't know why things happen, you know. But
right.
that's always been my, I don't know. And then this priest would say, you know, have you read Job? I said, yeah, I've read Job. I don't like it. I don't want it. I'm not Job. But I'm telling you, it's weird. I'm not kidding you. Friends,
yeah.
no friends, everybody turning away. It's so scary.
You know,
because I still have my daughter, and I have this beautiful grandson. That was a gift, you know. I don't get to see them very often. They're way far away from me, but, you know, I don't want to lose them. I don't want to lose my mom. I'm about
right.
to lose my home. It's just everything is going.
You know, I made you a promise, and this came, like I said, from the second highest source there is. I want you to pray to Saint Michael,
mm-hmm.
and I want you to pray.
Saint Michael was my son was oh my God, very gifted. And he actually, say, I told him that if he went to bed, he could ask who his guardian angel was, and St. Michael appeared to him. Wow. And I almost drove off the road because he was a little guy, and he didn't know what St. Michael looked at like, and he described him, and he said that St. Michael said to him, they call me Michael, mm-hmm. or my name is Michael. That's what
right.
he said. Those were the words he used. He didn't say St. Michael. He said, my name is Michael. And but he described him to me, and he said, Mommy had this skirt thing on with these things sticking out. And I went, oh, my God, I'm driving
wow.
off the road, you know, because I'm thinking I didn't realize guardian angels, I mean, archangels could be guardian angels, but, you
yeah.
know, that's
absolutely.
Who it was.
They can't be, and they are. And the word I got came from St. Michael. So hear me out
okay.
on that.
Now, okay.
did you hear, and I know all our listeners could hear the change in your voice when you started reminiscing about a good, happy, positive story. You giggled, you
right.
chuckled. Every time you laugh, you increase your immune system. Did you know
oh,
that?
Oh, I love it so much.
Okay, so
yeah, well,
start doing that
much.
Every day, sweetie, okay?
Okay.
Start doing
I'll try.
That every day.
You know, unless you guys are going to sit there and do, you know, try to speak with an English accent, I don't know that I can laugh.
Anything you can do to make you laugh will help. And we're going to count
mm-hmm.
on you to start reminiscing and remembering only the good times, okay?
Can I, before you, I know you need to get off, but do you see anything good coming at all? Will God
yes.
tell you anything?
I'm going to tell you that what I do see coming your way, and I get this from the angels, I'm going to tell you two things. I see happiness and prosperity, but I want to tell it to you in this way. It's all within your reach, but it's also under your control.
Oh,
you
my
control
gosh.
It. You
oh,
control
great.
It. It's your decision. It's okay, honey. It's under your control.
Yes.
You have to decide that you're bringing that into your life, that you're not going to let them steal away the positive memories of your son. That's your choice. Every time
oh,
you
yeah.
remember the negative, every time you feel the guilt, you let them steal from you a little bit more. You control it. Don't allow it to happen. Do you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sharon,
okay.
I hope to hear
thank
from you
so
again.
Much.
You're very,
yeah,
very welcome.
I really appreciate
many, many
it.
Oh,
thank
you're
you.
Very, very welcome. You take care.
God bless you.
And I'll practice
right.
my English accent.
Okay. I'm
okay.
going to, you know, expect to hear it better next time when I
call.
That's
come, a deal.
When I call.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Yeah,
that's tough. Oh my
that's
gosh.
A toughie. Yeah, it's very hard, but I meant everything I said about that. You cannot allow people to steal your good memories and only replace them with the one bad memory that
yeah.
you have. You can't do it because you keep letting them murder him over and over again. Cannot allow it, and it's within her control, and she has to determine, just like she did when she started telling us that angel story.
Yep.
Did you hear the lightness in her
oh,
voice?
Yeah.
And she laughed, and it was happy. You can feel the joy
yes.
come out of her. That's what she needs to do, and when she starts doing that, and Sharon, I hope you're listening to me, when you start doing that, you're going to see the world of difference take place in your life, the world of difference. I promise you that. Things will turn to the positive. We're going to take a break and play a song. We still have some lines open on the call-in line. It's 323-679-0882. So if you want to call in, we do have some room left in the queue. We'll be back in just two. This is for LP.
Do it one time.
Sugarland. It's such a good song, isn't it?
I just picture these people super glued together.
You know.
Which is really
kind of odd. You know, I love the song. And then I was sending a CD to a dear friend, and I ended up watching the video for it. And it is so, you know how like when you watch the video and you just heard the song, then it's like it can have a total different.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was, I love the song. But when I watched the video, it was like, oh wow, she was a nut job.
Oh, was she?
So hysterical, yeah. But that's not, you know, I love the song because it's great. But in the video, she was like, stalking this guy.
Oh, was she?
So funny. You have to watch it. It is. I thought it was hysterical. But that's me, you know, and I do have a warped sense of humor. So
do I. Check it out.
You know what time it is, don't you?
I never know what time it is.
Oh, well, you know what? It is time to read.
It's 9:15.
We have to do our emails because. But I'm going to take one more caller first because I want to make sure we get this caller in. But of course, in just a few minutes, we're going to be going down to our big old rusty mailbox, and pulling out our emails. And as everyone knows, if you email us at www.drginny.com, that's actually our website. drginny.com, drginny.com, clicked on the Contact Me page and type in Enter Me in the Drawing and send out that contact information with your email address. We will enter you in the drawing, and every week we pick a winner who gets a what?
They get a free reading. Yay.
Yay. For how long?
For 5 hours.
Okay, no, it is not for 5 hours. Oh, Jessica, you are a funny one tonight.
I am.
Oh, next week
it's
you'll be getting McDonald's.
I'm not speaking in my English accent.
You'll be getting a free 30-minute reading, and we look forward to that, and you will be notified by email in the morning when that happens. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and take a caller who's been waiting patiently. You're on area code 229 with a prefix 848. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hi.
Hi. How can we help you? What's your name?
Tessa.
Tessa. Well, hi, Tessa. Thank you for calling in. What can we do for you tonight?
I was just trying to figure out what my finances get any better.
Will your finances get any better? I'm going to tell you that your finances are going to get better. I see some government money coming your way. Okay, I can't explain what that means, but maybe you'll have some idea of what that means. But in addition to that, I also see in about 3.5 years. That's a longer time, okay, 3.5 years, I see a lump sum coming your way. Not sure where that's going to come from, but it is going to come, and you can keep your eyes open for that, okay? As far as continual income coming in between now and then, like I said, I only see some government money coming through, and then that's about it for now. Now, this seems like a silly thing to say, but I got to ask you this question. What does pie have to do with anything? Are you getting ready to, well, it's coming up for Thanksgiving, so maybe you're planning on baking a pie.
Is that
true? Okay. Yeah. Well, that just makes sense. That's too easy. That's not even fair. I was just getting the word pie, and I just had to say it. So all I'm
maybe she's hungry and wants a piece of pie.
Do you want a piece of pie?
Yeah, some pecan pie.
You know what? I like pie, and I specifically like cherry pie. And we were looking for pie last weekend, and we couldn't find any, right, Jessica?
And we were looking for pie.
Yeah, we couldn't find any. Tessa, I can tell you the truth here. The one thing that I am seeing coming through is government money, and in 3.5 years from now, a lump sum coming to you as well. I'm thinking more as kind of like an inheritance type thing, okay? Is what I see coming through. Is there anything else I can answer for you?
I guess that's about it.
That's about it? I want to know what kind of pie you're going to make for Thanksgiving.
A pecan pie.
Oh, good for you. I love pecan pie. I love pecan pie. Now, I got to ask you this question, too. Do you go to the movies much?
Well, I was, but this year, you know, things are getting kind of hard, so I haven't been going this year.
Okay. Well, I don't know why, but I saw the movie The Help, and for some reason that pie just keeps coming back to my mind. I don't know why. I don't know if you heard about that movie, but it was so very, 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 very good. And she made a chocolate pie that was apparently to die for. So I would prefer pecan pie, though. I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to put that out there. Well, that pie was so hysterical. It was so funny. You know what? You're going to have a good Thanksgiving, number one. And remember this, more important than finances. Do you know what's more important than finances, Tess? Do you?
Pecan pie?
No. Family.
Yeah.
Being around people that you love and that love you, and I see that you are surrounded by that. Am I correct?
Right.
Okay. That is worth more money than all the money in the world, believe me when I tell you. Okay? You've got it where it counts, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Now, how did you find us tonight?
Because I be on Blog Talk Radio all the time, and I always search it every night, and I just
okay.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed the show so far.
I did.
Okay,
thank you.
Good. Well, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. And enjoy your Thanksgiving and your pecan pie, okay?
All right, you too.
Okay, thank you, sweetie. God bless you. Good night.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. She probably thinks we're insane.
You're talking about pie. That's really odd.
Yeah, I know. Pie was the word that just kept coming to mind.
She wanted a piece of pie. That
was
what was on her mind.
She's thinking about bacon pies for Thanksgiving.
Love pumpkin pies.
You know, people, you got to understand something. When things come across, they come across, and I have no control over it. So whatever comes, I'm going to say, and it usually means something to that person. I have no idea what it is, but I just come out with it, and out it comes. So there you go. But pie is important.
I love pie.
I agree. I like pie, too. Okay, so you know what time it is because it is that time. We've been very patient, but you know what time it is.
You know, we need to come up with a new game.
Okay, what game
I'm
do you...
I'm tired of rock, paper,
scissors. Okay, all right. I'm thinking of a number.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
we're trying to decide who's going to open up the old rusty mailbox. You know what? Let's send a dog.
There you go.
Okay, Daisy, go get the mailbox. My dog is ambidextrous.
It is actually your dog's name, though.
Daisy, I know it is my dog's name. Okay, here's a stack of emails. I'll let you pick one. I'll pick one, and we'll read away. All right, here we go. You first.
Okay. Dear Dr. Ginny and Jessica, I am a single woman in her late 40s who has never been married. I was abused as a child, and I have issues with being intimate with a man, and this has left destined to a life of loneliness. I was wondering if you see any man in my future, or is it my true destiny to be alone? And this is from Prideful in Chicago.
Hmm. Well, first of all, we are very, very sorry about what happened to you as a child. That's, to me, one of the biggest, most horrible things
that
can happen to anybody.
My gosh, life, obviously.
Well, of course it does. And this is what I'm going to tell you, Prideful in Chicago. You have a choice of carrying this with you the rest of your life or learning how to deal with it so that you can move on to a close, intimate relationship with a companion. So my suggestion to you, and I see that you did do some counseling early on, but I don't think that you did a lot of it, and I think you gave it up early on because you didn't think it was helping, but I think it's time to consider going back and perhaps even joining a support group, because I'm going to tell you that by allowing what happened to you as a child to shadow the rest of your life, you're still the victim, and you no longer need to be a victim. You know, I've always said that it's funny how our calls and our everything we do, it's very similar, and we always seem to follow a trend. And just like when we were speaking with Sharon just a little while ago, by only remembering the one negative time and letting that control all her memories of her son, she's not giving him the respect he deserves, and she's allowing herself to be victimized all over again, just like you're allowing yourself to be by allowing it to overshadow everything in your life. There's no reason why you cannot have a healthy, in every way, relationship with a man, and I believe that if you do attempt again to go for counseling, and in addition to that, join a support group, I know that you will end up meeting a man that you can have a wonderful future with. So the answer is, I do see a man in your future if you follow those two steps that I just talked about, and I do see that you do have a destiny with a man that you can live the rest of your life with. You just need to rearrange your thought process over what happened so that you can deal with it and move forward again. Because you need to get unstuck, you know. Do not allow yourself to be the victim any longer. Take control back of your life. Okay. Enough said on that one.
Makes sense to me.
Makes sense to me too. Okay. I'm going to read mine. Dear Dr. Ginny and Jessica, that would be you.
That is me.
I listen to your show each and every week, and I just wanted to say you are both very lucky to have such a fantastic friendship. Oh, that's sweet.
That's sweet.
True. That's very nice. Thank you. I envy the fun you two have on your Adventure Saturdays, and so me and several of my friends have started going on Adventure Saturdays, too. Good. So far, we have gone on a ghost walk, strawberry picking, vineyard tour, and wine tasting, and my favorite was to see a play in a small town here that was simply so awful that we nearly fell out of our chairs laughing. Those are the best.
Yeah.
That's great. Your way of enjoying all that you do and laughing all the way is truly like medicine. Thanks for sharing.
Oh,
that's very sweet. Thank you. This is, she signs it as Scarlett, not O'Hara, from California. That's really cute. Very cute. Thank you. If we can make people laugh, that's our goal.
I wish we had vineyards around here.
Well, we do. We went to it.
Vineyards aren't like vineyards.
No. Well, the Muskogee, Muskegon, or is that an Indian?
Those are mascots.
No, they're great, but they're good. I mean, you know, the wine's good.
Ew.
You know, we have a vineyard called
Lake Ridge Winery,
and I like their wine. It's good.
Yeah, there's a few of them that are good, but, you know, it's different.
it is different, and it's not like your true. I used to, you know, in New Jersey, we used to have vineyards that I used to go to, and they were good.
Oh,
yes.
Really?
I mean, yes, we used to go, and I loved it. I really.
We need to go to Italy.
I want to go to Tuscany. If anybody wants to send us some plane tickets to go to Tuscany, you know, we wouldn't mind.
I'm sure they'll
decline.
Just say, here, girls, go to Tuscany.
Go ahead, go. I would love that.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
We would visit a lot of different churches.
Yes.
And then we would go to a lot of vineyards. And I'm not sure exactly what order we go in.
Well, Catholic Church, they believe in wine, right?
Yes, yes, they're big wine drinkers, yeah, yeah.
Because I know, you're Catholic, I'm not.
Right.
But I know when they do the communion.
Yes, yeah, that's
they
what
used
it's
to
called.
Use. Well, I have communion in my
church,
too. But it was never wine. It was always a little grape juice.
Well, see, I was born Catholic, and then when I turned 15, I started going to the Methodist Church, which I adored. And you remember the minister that married
yes.
you, Charlie. Do you know he retired? But anyway, we'll talk about that later.
Well, he became a psychologist.
Yes, and I always thought he was the nicest, sweetest man. Wasn't he so sweet? Father Charlie
McNeil,
that was it. Very good. Oh, you're good. God, that was 30-some-odd years ago. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, only one now. No, that's terrible. I forgot my entire point. Well, I did go to the Methodist Church, and when we went for communion, they had individual cups.
Yes, individual
with,
cups.
With grape juice.
Because the whole thought of sharing, I mean, I know your belief, hello, let's share from a cup, hundreds of people.
Okay, I am not like a germaphobe. But there is no way I'm drinking out of that cup either. I'm going to tell
you
right now.
How do you not do it? You just don't do it?
I walk right by them.
Oh.
I do communion. I do the host, but I don't do the.
Your mouth is really dry.
Okay. I mean, yeah. The host isn't real big. It's not like you're, taking a bite out of a sandwich or something. Very, very little thin wafer. So yeah, and it is. But they use grape juice too. It's not real wine.
But they used to use real wine, didn't they?
They used to. And some people swear that it is real wine. And on the rare occasions that I have partaken, if that's wine, boy, it's like, I don't know, it's like sangria or something. It's pretty sweet. But
Harbor Mist.
Yeah, which is also one of our favorites. Okay, do you think, I really want to go to Tuscany. I've always wanted to
awesome.
Do that. You know, we
How
have
much
to,
cost to fly to Tuscany?
I don't know.
Can you fly to Tuscany? Probably not.
You probably have to fly to Aurora and then,
Rome?
Rome? No, I just mumbled like I knew where you'd have to fly to and thought maybe people would
That's
think
the only big area in Italy that I can think of to fly into.
That would be so cool. We have to plan that.
Oh, yeah, let's just...
Let's plan it. I want to go. I really want to go. I've just decided I want to go. So again, go to my website, and y'all can figure out the address to send the tickets to because we want to go. We'll actually have the show in Tuscany. We'll tell you how much fun
as we're drinking wine.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
And stomping grapes with our bare feet.
I would stomp grapes. Yes. Uh-huh. I would stomp. I would do that. The whole I Love Lucy thing. Do you remember that?
Oh, I love that. That's one of my favorites.
I know, right? That was so good. I can go on and on.
We can really randomly go from one subject to another, can't we?
Yes, and it often amazes people how we can talk about absolutely nothing for hours on end. So you know what? We're going to go ahead and take a very short break and be right back.
A plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again. Do you ever feel just so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in? Do you ever feel already buried deep, 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing? Do you know that there's still a chance for you, 'cause there's a spark in you, you just gotta ignite the light and let it shine just on the night like the 4th of July. Baby, you're a firework. Come on, show 'em what you're worth. Make 'em go as you shoot across the sky.
Her friend's mom's password, and they share all the songs. I don't know if that's legal, so if it's not, I'm completely wrong, and I'm talking.
Okay.
I've been drinking. Okay. But no, I haven't really. So I have like thousands.
Do
yeah.
you?
Yeah, you can. You're welcome to them anytime.
I don't
you
have
want.
An iPhone, and I don't have an iPod. I don't have an eye anything.
You have two eyes right
that's
there.
True.
I can see it. You know what we have to do? We have to go into the...
Oh, that? Oh, email.
Emails.
Becoming a barrel of emails.
It is, and I know. Here, put these two that we read in too, and then I already stuck the others in, so go ahead. Here, wait. I'm going to put this in too. Okay, now. Spin it, dump it, twirl it. Okay,
oh,
one drop. You got to bend and get it. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm reaching in.
It's like those machines, you know?
I know, like one of those. I have one upstairs, you know.
You have a machine like that?
Yeah, I have a machine.
No
like
way.
That. I do have a machine. I do.
Bring it down,
I do. I know. Well, there were gumballs in it. Okay, but anyway, we have a winner here for the free 30-minute drawing, and I will email you in the morning. This is going to Steve G, and the last letter in his name is T, as in Tom, and he's from Garland, Texas. Garland, Texas.
Garland.
Do I sound like a cowboy?
Not really.
Garland, Texas.
That's as good as my English accent, okay?
We're going to get one accent right.
Garland, Texas.
Okay, that's
that was
good.
Better. Right?
I can, you know, when I was in Puerto Rico and I went to the rum factory, my tour guide's name was Rosa. And so
Rosa?
Rosa. Her name was Rosa.
Oh, Rosa.
Yeah, but she sounded like Rosa. And so she said, you have to roll your R's. And so she says, you at the rum factory, and yeah, Bacardi rum. And so I learned how to roll my R's just from that.
Bacardi. I think wrong going, my name is Rosa.
Rosa. And this is Bacardi rum.
I work with several Spanish people, and they don't talk like that.
Really?
No.
Well, obviously, then I was ill-informed. You know, I'm going to go get my money back from that tour. But it came with two bottles of rum, so I mean,
wow.
How could you, you know.
You know, our listeners must think we have a drinking problem.
You know, I don't even drink rum. I don't drink any hard alcohol at all. I don't like alcohol. I don't like the taste of alcohol. So I would have to be a really bad alcoholic.
I hate to tell you.
But I don't drink that much wine. Yeah, I mean, how much wine do you really drink? I mean, in a two-week period, if a glass?
or two. Yeah.
I was just going to say, me too. So if I have two glasses of wine in 2 weeks.
Maybe I just haven't had one in a while. Maybe that's the problem.
I think that's what you need. Yeah, I think, well, you know, they say red wine is medicinal.
And I think, yeah.
Right? They do say
that.
They
do, but I don't really like red wine because you're supposed to drink it at room temperature.
This is correct. And I don't care for, see, I don't like the taste really of any kind of alcohol. So I like it all chilled, so it kind of is not. It's
well,
like,
white wine is good because when it's chilled, it's good.
Yeah, I agree. Now, there was somebody here in the chat room who was asking a question, and it shot away from me, and I'm trying to find it real.
While you're looking,
yes.
I happened to find something online recently that I thought was pretty interesting.
Okay, yes. Yeah. Did you say online or online?
It was drinking wine while I was
online.
Okay,
all right, there we go. All right, let's hear it.
And this is called Stupidity, and these are just little blurbs about Americans.
Okay.
And it's just, I think it's so funny. Only in America do drugstores make the sick walk all the way to the back of the store to get their prescriptions, while healthy people can buy cigarettes at the front.
That is very true. That is, yeah, you know what? I always wondered about that.
I don't know. Maybe because if the drugs are in the front, people come and rob
marketing.
Them.
No, I think it's marketing because they force you to walk through the whole store. That's why they put the milk in the back because everyone uses milk daily. So that's like they want to force you to walk through the store past
so all
the
other
yeah,
stuff.
Exactly.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And this is a funny one because you do this. Only in America do people order, well, I'm not saying you do this, but only in America do people order double cheeseburgers, large fries, and a Diet Coke.
I order a Diet Coke. I have never, I always order a Diet Coke no matter what I'm ordering.
You just ate 5,000 calories
right.
and a Diet Coke.
You're right. I've actually said to you that probably sounds so stupid, but I was brought up on Tab.
Yeah.
Right? My mother never had anything other than skim milk in the house.
Uh-huh.
Tab.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was it. That was the only soda we had in our house was Tab.
Huh.
Is that
my
weird?
My mom used to drink Tab also.
Yeah.
That was the thing back then.
Well, that was the thing. And so now I can't, if I drink, I mean, my eyes tear if I drink a regular soda.
Oh, see, I can't drink diet soda.
I know. You like, you go into like a convulsion.
The whole taste.
Well, I'm off soda completely anyway. I cut out all soda. I don't drink soda anymore. I haven't had soda in ages.
I don't drink soda. I'm more of a tea person anyway.
Right, yeah.
But here's another one. Only in America do banks leave both doors open and then chain the pens to the counters.
And they're always too short. And I'm like, geez, what would it kill them to put a pen out here with a longer chain? I know.
Well,
yes.
People have a tendency to put them in their pockets or purses.
Yeah, that's true. That's
true. But, you know, that's a marketing plan there. This way, the name of your bank and your phone number is floating all over the place.
You know, I have pens printed up for my therapy center, and I gladly take the pen.
Well, leave them in the bank.
Right. Yeah, there you go. Exactly. Yes.
And here, let's see. This one's a funny one. Only in America do we leave cars worth thousands of dollars in the driveway and put our useless junk in the garage. Do you know how many men do that?
To me, it makes me crazy when people cannot fit their car in their garage. And to me, it's like, you know, it's
that's
horrible.
Me. I can't fit my car in my garage.
Do you know, I left my car out one night.
Uh-huh.
And I will tell the story very quickly and very succinctly, and we'll take another caller, but this is what happened. I was going to a neighborhood watch meeting,
mm-hmm.
okay, and then it was a couple blocks away, and so I was, like, running late, and I'm like, I'm going to go to this meeting, and I started pulling out of my garage, and my neighbor comes walking up the driveway. She said, are you going to the meeting? I said, yeah. She said, well, why don't we go together? I said, well, if we go together, we'll walk, because I just didn't want to walk by myself.
Right.
She said, okay, so I just, you know, got out of the car and went with her. Forgot I left my purse in the car.
Oh, no.
Okay, so. This is so stupid. I come home that night from the neighborhood watch meeting.
Geez.
And without even, I don't know what I was thinking, went right into the house because my neighbor was with me. You know, we had a cup of coffee. We chatted because that's what I do. I have coffee. And then chat. And then she left. And I went to bed. And then we all got up the next morning, and it was a school morning, and I'm making breakfast for the kids. And we get a call from the police department. And it was really bizarre, but the woman who ran the daycare that my children went to found my purse under her car in another neighborhood.
Oh. Oh, that's odd.
Yeah, the wallet was missing, but all the credit cards were still there.
What?
They were just after the cash.
They were just after the cash.
And
but
I had
end
like
up...
$500 of cash in there.
Oh my gosh.
I know that was, but you know, yeah, that's stupid. I know.
That is stupid.
I hate being.
I'm lucky if I have a dollar in my wallet ever.
I was so mad. I was like, and the police are like, "We have your purse," and I said, "No, you don't. It's right." Oh my gosh! Hold on, and
oh,
I ran.
How embarrassing.
My car window was shattered, and I was like, I'm such an idiot.
But to end up under someone's car that you knew.
That I knew.
That's weird.
Which was, it's just like, okay, not only am I an idiot, I left my purse in my car, okay, in plain view.
Unlocked.
While going to a neighborhood watch meeting where they're telling us,
that's
okay.
Funny.
But worse, I have to, like, highlight it in neon lights by letting the director of the daycare center know that I was so stupid, okay? How embarrassing.
That was
and
a lesson, I'd say.
I don't even have the cleanest purse, okay? I'm like a receipt. Yeah, I'm seeing your purse,
me.
Okay? Everything. So now it's like having somebody go in, like, your drawer at home, you know? And so that was even more embarrassing. And I'm like, I'm not sure what I'm more upset about. It was terrible. I was not happy. Isn't that sad? I know.
That's
pathetic,
funny.
But true. Okay, I'll tell you what. I'm going to take another caller. This is area code 956-456. Welcome to the Christian Psychic Cafe.
Hello.
Hi. How can I help you?
Well, I've been trying to get into your show for the longest time.
Well, you made it. Congratulations.
I know. I was like, oh, my God. I have. I would call and call and call it busy. So I was like, oh, good.
Sorry. You're making me laugh. What's your first name, honey?
My name is Tony. No, it's because I have. I'm serious. I would see your name, your shows coming up in Blog Talk, so I would call, and I would never, I mean, it would always be busy, or you wouldn't have time. So I was like, oh.
I'm sorry. Well, you've got me live now, so that's a good thing. And what state are you calling from?
From Texas.
Oh, good. Oh, not Garland, Texas.
What?
Are you calling from Garland, Texas?
No.
Okay, good. Well, that's where our winner tonight was, so I just had to see. Okay, how can I help you?
Well, let's see if we can help you. I have a question. It's in, let's see what you can. What you see as far as employment or changes for me in the next, I'm hoping from here to December.
Okay, from here to employment opportunities from here to the summer. Okay, I'm going to tell you, I don't see, what I do see is an employment opportunity coming up around February, okay? And that's a good employment opportunity. Now, I see that's going to be one that you're not sure if it's going to last. But the reality is it will last, so don't worry about that. And the money won't be half bad either, okay? Can I ask you a question? Do you do a job where you're involved in kind of the education of others?
No, I'm actually... I just took a course for phlebotomy, but
okay.
I need to take my nationals, so
okay.
I'm thinking about, I need to work on my clinicals right now. That's where I'm at. I'm on my clinical part.
I don't know why I was feeling you were an educator. I don't know why. I was just sensing that, and is that something you've thought about in the past, or?
Actually, yes. When I my first year of college, I did take the prerequisites for elementary, but it wasn't my thing.
It's odd that it's just coming through, and I just have to say that. And being involved in the medical field is a very, very good thing for you. However, I'm going to mention this to you because I think you know this. You have a really strong positive energy. You know that, right?
I think. I try.
Well, you know, people say that to you all the time, don't they?
Not really. I always get the opposite.
Really?
I'm real negative. But I think I know why I do the things I do, so I keep
right.
to myself.
I think you have a very strong positive energy, and the one thing I will tell you is working in the healthcare field, that's a wonderful thing. Just make sure you don't get yourself too wiped out, and give away too much positive energy. You want to make sure you leave a little bit for yourself at the end of every day, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that's important. So I do see, like I say, February is the job opening and opportunity, and the money's pretty decent, and you're not sure if you're going to stay, but you will end up staying with that and moving forward.
What can you say now? Let me ask another. As far as my, I have a relationship, something coming up, a relationship that I was in before. Is there
okay.
going to be some type of change that you might see in there?
Here's the thing. This is the on again off again relationship. Is it that one?
No,
What I see is there's a relationship with an on-again, off-again. Who has the military ties?
That's my ex-husband. He's not
okay.
military, but he is law enforcement.
Okay, that's where it's... Okay. Okay, that is not the relationship you're talking about, correct?
Yes.
It is.
And you got it. Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Here's the thing. Here's the thing, okay? It's like you're very passionate with each other, okay?
No.
I see that you can be kind of explosive sometimes. Or
we
not
are.
You, but yeah, you know what I'm talking about, the relationship. It's kind of like... blah, 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 and then peaceful. And then blah, 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 and then peaceful. Does that make sense?
Well, it has. I mean, that's the way it was. I mean, how can I... Well, you
I
got
know
it
it's
correct.
The way it was, but guess
it
what?
It was, yes.
It's still going to be that way. It's still going to be that way.
Why is there not love, or is it just
no,
God?
No, there's absolute love. I see the love on both sides. But that is the nature of your relationship. It gets very heated and very passionate, and you both have very strong sense of belief in what you're believing and what you're talking about. So neither one of you have a problem expressing it. Do you know what I mean? And so, I don't mean to laugh at that, but I think you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I think, but... Oh my God! I wish I could just. I mean, you're so. I mean, you're right. You really are correct in what you're telling me. But there's a third party involved this time around.
Right. So here's the thing I'm going to tell you. Your heart lies with your ex. However,
yes.
Okay. However, here comes the however. The nature
mm-hmm.
of your relationship with your ex will always kind of be that. Things will heat up, you'll get angry, then you make up, you get angry, you make up. You know, it's just
mm-hmm.
the nature, it's the ebb and flow of your relationship. That's it. So if you don't want that, then he's not the right one for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not going to change. That's what I can see. Okay?
You know, you know what? Right now, that's how it is, because we're not communicating. When him and I were in the relationship, I mean... I think it was when that third party came into pictures when we started being that way.
Okay. Okay.
Because everybody thought him and I were the perfect couple. You know, in reality, we never really argued or had the time to argue because we were never, his schedule did not permit for us even to have sufficient time to argue.
Okay.
Does it make
okay.
sense? Because he was law enforcement, he would rotate his 3 to 11, 11 to 7, and
right.
I would be at work in college. So, I mean, there was not really much, you know.
Okay. But where's the trust issue that came in? Where's the trust issue?
I don't know. I mean, to this day, I trusted. I guess there was not much in the schedule,
uh-huh.
what I wanted to do. You know, there was just not spend enough time together. And the child came along and, you know, things just kind of, you know, it's two and then third.
What I'm going to tell you is the nature that relationship was is what it will be. So if that's what you want, then that's mm-hmm. what you do. Mm-hmm. However, there is another guy that has come into the picture, and I see that, okay? This guy, I'm sensing, is just, he's just sweeter. He's, do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
He's gentler. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'd like to tell you that I see that that relationship is going to work out, but I don't see that, that that's a long-term relationship. I see that that's a temporary relationship, and that does not have legs, as I like to say. I'm not saying that you have to go with one or the other, because
mm-hmm.
there's still somebody else who will come into the picture. Okay.
So I'm gonna
and
have more men.
Another man's gonna. Yeah. So you're gonna tonight.
Yeah.
You're gonna hit the trifecta. There's another man that's coming into the picture, and I see that coming in May, June of next year. Okay.
Hmm.
So surprise.
I know, right? I mean, you know, I mean, I could speak to that, you know, like there's men, like I don't want men. I think my heart's with my the father of my child.
I understand that. And that's what
and
that's
it's
what
so hard.
To you. You kind of have to make up your mind that the nature of the relationship
mm-hmm.
is the way that relationship works between the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
Short of going into counseling and changing some thought patterns, that's how it's going to be. And as long as you understand that and it's okay, then it's
mm-hmm.
fine. You know, but that is the nature of it. His work is very, very important to him.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, very
yeah.
important. And
mm-hmm.
I don't want to say it always comes first, but you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, his work has all, you know, I think it always came right first before anything.
Right.
That's,
I know.
But what about the
relationship
that he has right now with that female?
Let me take a look. That's not going anywhere. That's not. That
I'm taking
not
advantage of you, Jeannie, because I deserve it. It's been months. No, just kidding.
Oh, I love it.
funny.
You're great. I think that's. Don't worry about that relationship. This, you know, like I said, I know where your heart lies. I see it, and I also see the nature of the relationship that you had with your ex, and I can see that that roller coaster ride won't change. But, you know, every relationship has ups and downs. But there will be
mm-hmm.
another guy that's going to come in the picture May, June of next year, so be ready for that.
Oh, wow. So then that relationship with him is going to end. You see, I wanted to end. She was the reason I got divorced, so I figured, you know what, I believe in karma, so...
Oh, well, okay, wait a second. Was that the trust issue?
Yes, he was having an extramarital affair with her. So that's...
Okay.
I don't... That's why, you know what? And she throws it to my face. So I was like, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just ignore
mm-hmm.
it.
I get it. Can I tell you something? You're welcome to call in anytime because you are delightful and adorable, and we love your laugh, and you're just a big, wonderful burst of energy. So you call in anytime you want, okay?
Oh, thank you.
You're very welcome. You have a wonderful, blessed night, and call
oh,
us again
you.
And let us know how things work out, okay?
I will. Thank you very, very much again.
Oh, you're welcome now. You take care, okay?
Likewise. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's one of those laughs that just makes you want to laugh.
So contagious. What a wonderful, wonderful laugh. Even Susie wrote, this caller is adorable, and it's true. She really is. She's just, she made me giggle. That was great. I love that. You know what? We're doing this coming weekend.
What are we doing? Oh, I know what we're doing.
What are we doing?
Going to see Breaking Dawn.
Yes. Okay. I cannot wait. And I've been checking my cell phone all night because I was going to do something special for our listeners, and I haven't gotten the email yet, so I can't tell anybody about it. But what I will share with you is that we're going to see Breaking Dawn. It's going to be really, really good. But also we were trying to – I had the script for Twilight, and I was trying to go through that same source to get the script for Breaking Dawn, and I was going to offer it to all our listeners who, you know, wrote in and entered the email drawing.
Okay.
But I don't
awesome.
Have it yet, so I can't say I'm going to get it until I know for sure I have it. The person that I got it from last time is trying to get her hands on it. She thinks she can.
Oh, cool.
And then I will get it sent out to everybody who goes into our Contact Me page who just puts Breaking Dawn in there. And I will send it to them. But I don't have it yet, so I don't want to promise it. But if you go to www.drginny, click the Contact Me page, put your email address in there, and under comments put Breaking Dawn. When I get it, I will send it out to you because that'll be kind of cool.
Yeah.
It was fun. I know my kids loved it when I got that. Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
I can imagine.
They read it and they had the lines memorized.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Well, I read the book.
Well, I read them up until the whole. I just got so upset when she stopped going out with Teller Lattner or the, you know, what was his name? Jacob.
Jacob.
Yeah, I mean, because he was a hottie, so.
He's a hottie. He is
you know,
a hottie.
He is a hottie, so, you know, what are you going
to
do?
Even though we're old to be calling him a hottie.
We're not old. We are like fine wine. We have just gotten better with
he's
age.
He's younger than some of my children.
Okay, but if I was 16, he would be a hottie.
Oh, you're right.
Okay, now, of course, he's, you know, I would offer him milk and cookies. Okay, my daughter the other day came in with her, well, actually, it was late this afternoon.
Uh-huh.
They were going with German Club to a German restaurant, and her boyfriend came in from school. And I said, would you like some cookies and milk? And, you know, it kind of just came out. I don't know what I was thinking. She's like, are you serious? I'm like, yes, I'm serious. Would you like cookies and milk? And then they accepted.
See?
Yes.
Hey,
said,
well, cookies
okay.
and milk are good at any.
So her boyfriend says, I like cookies and I like milk. I said, well, see, you're
hey.
Just brownie points. There you go, bud.
He's smart.
He's smart.
Shrews
so
mama.
I'll tell you what, you know, yeah, so that was pretty cool. Yeah. I you know, you forget, whenever they want to have a friend over, I said, oh, you want to have a play date? And they're like, Mom, we're 16. It's not a play date. You know, it's but don't you know? I'm just so accustomed.
Play date.
Play. Remember when
you know
little?
What? Because I have older children.
You don't.
I
call,
don't
yeah.
say the play date thing.
I still do. Like you know, if I'm talking to my husband and I'll say, oh, he'll like go. I'm like, oh well, Nicole's having a play date with so and so. You know, and neither one of us think it's odd.
Right.
But you know, when you say it in front of them, they're like, it's not a play date, Mom. We don't call it. We just have a friend over, okay? So I think I'm never going to get out of that. I can't help it.
When they get married and walking down the aisle, I think they're beyond play date.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. It was a great show. Listen to us next week. We're going to be on Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. As always, we appreciate you calling in and talking to us and sharing a little bit of your life with us. It's a pleasure, and we hope you'll call us again next week. Good night, everybody.